Welcome to week two.
Here's how we'll check in. Say one thing that you notice between your mind-body connection this last week.
One thing that I've been trying to do is before I put anything into my mouth, I'm talking to myself about it and asking my body to take whatever is good and healthy from the food that I'm about to eat and just reject the rest so that I can eat guilt-free.
And how's it working?
Well, I feel better about it emotionally, so I think that's positive.
That's great.
The main thing I've been trying to do at night before I go to bed is think positive thoughts about my body so that that's the first thing I think of when I get up in the morning.
Ooh, good. So people are being intentional. This is very good.
My mind and body connection this week has been related to movement, just being really aware of moving more. If I'm working on a couple of different jobs or I'm doing a lot of physical activity, I can have music playing, so I'm dancing to it, or I park a little further away, and just trying to stay aware of my body and movement, just simple things, just real simple things and being real easy with it.
Okay, good. Excellent.
This morning, I woke up, and instead of staying in my pajamas for the morning and doing emails that way, got up and got dressed and felt like was much more proactive that way. About just, it made me feel more connected, not a slob hanging around, you know, even though I was working, you know. Anyway, it made me feel better about myself, yeah.
That's good. With my business partner, Eva, and with two other coaches some time ago, we created a program called Magnetizing Money, and we did it on the Law of Attraction, but what it was really based on is sometimes you can't get to that good feeling place. I mean, I know for myself, I've been there. I know what I'm focusing on is the negative of what I want or the opposite of what I want, and I can't get to that good feeling place. Felt like you wrote in your email, gosh, I don't even know if I can get to what my point B is or envision my point B. And for a lot of people, that's true, especially if it feels like a big gap. And so the premise of the program that we wrote was sometimes it takes an action in order to get to the good feeling place. And maybe that action isn't even inspired. It's just like, I just got to take some sort of action. You know, let me just do something different. So it sounds like it's going in the opposite direction of Law of Attraction, but it's not. I call it coming in the back door, because sometimes some sort of action will get you in a feel-good place. And if it's getting clothes on and not being in jammies or sweats while you're doing your work, then by golly, that's what you need to do. So good job. It also works if you're stuck and you can't think of what action to do.
Yeah.
Redirecting your energy on some sort of action, even if it has nothing to do with health, will begin the alignment to happen, because if we're so focused on what we're not liking about health, it's good to get the attention off, because that's not the kind of attention we want to give it. And that's why all of you have been saying sort of the same thing. There's so much judgment on what you're doing, not doing, that if you just simply took the judgment away, you all would have an extremely different experience with your health, just based on that one thing. Stop judging.
How do you, with the Law of Attraction, stop judging?
You can notice that you're judging and have present moment awareness. Ah, I'm judging myself, or I'm judging what I'm going to eat. I'm judging how well I'm doing with feeling good, especially if you start knowing Law of Attraction. We start judging like crazy. How come I'm not farther than this? What's wrong? I've been setting my intentions. Like you said, I've been studying Law of Attraction for 14 years. What's up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is to notice that you're in the judging place and then simply stop. Just be okay with it. Oh, I was judging again. How about if I stop that and just be okay with where I'm at? My favorite saying is, so what? So I was judging, so what? Big deal. I don't care if you were 500 pounds overweight. I'd still say the same thing to you. Like, okay, so you're 500 pounds overweight. So what? Now what are we going to do? Let's do something different. It's okay that you're here. It's the judgment that you're in this place that keeps you stuck here. And for all of you who are judging your food and anything about where you're at, the constant judging is what's keeping you right where you're at and not changing a darn thing, which is good news, bad news.
After the call last week, for 50 days, it was actually amazing. It was like I was in a different space altogether once I wrote that big email. But then I went into a really bad place, and I just started eating everything and all the bad things, and I couldn't seem to stop eating all sorts of stuff. It was like I had no, it was like everything went into hyperdrive the other way. And it had been so good for about 3 days. It was like amazing. And then it just, and I thought, oh, I can't do this. I thought, I can't even email you. I don't belong to the group. You know, and I thought, well, what can they say? Something's gone completely haywire inside me, like something had unwired.
Well, we're going to talk a lot more about this next week, but I'll give you a snapshot. I heard a couple things, and then David, I'm sure you heard, and you might want to comment too. You said, I was good for 3 days. So already, whatever good means, that means that you have to stick to being good in order to get your result. And if you're not being good, whatever good means to you, then you're not okay. So going back to judgment, whatever you think good is, you want to be really careful, because what will happen is you'll think you'll want to resist whatever bad is, and then guess what? When you're trying to stay away from bad, what are you going to be attracted to? Whatever you think is bad. And I'm assuming that you think, what if I sit there and I stick all sorts of things in my mouth, I don't even know why, and I'm just going to keep eating. What am I doing? Oh, my gosh, this is terrible, but I feel compelled to eat more. Now you're getting exactly what you're focused on, because all of your energy is going to what I don't want to do. So it's more of a law of attraction thing, not necessarily a willpower thing or what the heck is happening to me.
Right. I want to interject one thought here with everybody. I offer it as a suggestion to help take some of the pressure off and some of the judgments that you perhaps may be making about yourselves about this whole process. And that's just it. Even though you've all, in varying degrees, have a very clear idea of what you want to attract to yourself, I want you to understand that this is a process. You are constantly creating. You are constantly attracting something new to yourself. This is not a destination. Look at other things that you've achieved in your life. You set a goal for yourself. You achieved the goal. What happened? Did you stop? No. You set an even higher goal for yourself, and you achieved that. Then you set another goal for yourself, and you achieved that. So on and so forth. Same thing here. You're never going to be at a place where you are done. You're going to constantly be wanting to attract something better, something more to yourself. When you start understanding that the law of attraction, the way you're creating your life, is a process, literally a daily practice, it kind of removes this idea of musts and have-tos and I did right, I did good yesterday, but I did bad today, and all that other stuff about it. It kind of removes a lot of the tension and a lot of the pressure when you understand this is just me creating. And literally at that point, when you start opening up and start removing some of this pressure you've put on yourselves to get to some particular space, a particular place, or have a particular thing, and just understand that you're always going to be creating, always going to be attracting something new, something better feeling, something nicer. But it helps a little bit to start removing some of that judgment and some of that time sensitivity and, you know, I should be further than this and all that sort of thing. I offer that as a way of perhaps helping out a little bit of this process of creating new for yourself.
After the call last week, I think I mentioned Gina in the email, I had a kind of restless sleep at first. I couldn't go to sleep right away. I don't know. There was just like a restlessness going on. I allowed myself to rest. Like I didn't have to jump out and go rush to the gym or go. So it's like, you know, what does my body want this morning? So that's been kind of what I've done this week and gone out for long walks and stuff. And in the shower, I do spend some time as, you know, I'm soaking up my skin. It's like, gosh, I have gorgeous skin. This is beautiful skin. And tell my body how much I appreciate it as I'm bathing. And then the same with this weekend, there's a bunch of friends we're supposed to go golfing, and I chose to go and spend a few hours at this great forest, because you're about here, 1,700 acres of woods, and just like walk in the path and appreciate all that I could appreciate, and just kind of, it was very grounding for me. And I found myself Sunday morning and going out for a walk, which was going to be like a 30, 45 minute thing, and I just kept exploring because some trees were uprooted with the storms we had last week. Kept being further and further away from home, and it was just okay. I just enjoyed being with my body out walking. Like, it's okay. It's okay to not have to jump up, rush to the gym. It's okay if I'm hungry to eat. It's just permission to just be that way.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming from the same place as a lot of people in the group. I seem to be struggling with, right now, trying to kick into the enthusiasm that everybody else has about starting this. I know it will work. I've done this all my life with the weight thing, as probably all of us have. And I'm just in this place right now that every time I try to, like, I would think about the A to the B and all that and the things we were doing, and I would just sit here and say, you know what, I just don't care. I just don't care. I do, but I don't, you know, I mean, if you can understand what I'm saying, I do, I care very much, or I wouldn't be doing this, but I just, right now, I just lack the motivation or something. I realized the group of people I was with last week when I was traveling, I mean, everybody has interest in getting, everybody wanted to be out and walk in between sessions and do all these things, and I just didn't. I've got a lot of judgment about that right now, that how many more times in your life are you going to go through these processes to have success, which I have had many times, only to have this all come back again. Next week, I'll probably have a whole different outlook, and I'll be as enthused as everybody else, but that's my struggle today, is that I'm listening to everybody and thinking, been there. Why are you doing this again? Don't want to bring the group down, so I kind of like to just listen today and go from there.
Okay, so you can't bring the group down. You just can't. And two, you can ask for the enthusiasm. Today's class will be perfect because we're really going to talk about taking baby steps. Sometimes when the goal seems really out there or too big, it is defeating. It seems so far away, and how could you be enthused? It really is about seeing just one step in front of you. And in Law of Attraction, you know, it's constantly referred to, you know, moving yourself up the emotional scale. And that doesn't mean you run up it. You can actually go one step at a time. It's just like paying off debt, you know. At first, it seems like you're never going to get there. It seems like such a big chunk, and it's going to take discipline, and it's so far out there. And you start stabbing away, and you look at the results, and sometimes it may just, you might look at the balance sheet, and it might say, wow, so I put all this money towards debt, and I'm only $10, you know, ahead of the game over last month. But if you are in appreciation about those small incremental steps, don't worry, momentum will build. And like you said, it could be in a week. It might be in 2 months. But what will happen is it will start to build on itself. And the important thing is to know, I can feel the way I'm feeling right now and actually not make any changes. But because I've decided that something will be different, your body and your mind will be coming in alignment with that, even though you may not feel or see anything different. It's like, just assume that things are on its way and you're in transition right now, even though you don't feel any different. And I don't care if you guys show up and you're in complete defeat and unmotivated, please still participate, because out of that comes a ton of learning, just a ton. So don't judge how you think the group's going to react or even where you're at, even if you're in a yucky place. And by the way, that's why we're here. We're here to help you up the rung of the ladder. We were talking about judgment, and I recently, in the last couple months, I can't remember the name of the show, it was wrestling, that's what it was. It was about these kids' wrestling team with this school, and they had had some crazy amount of victories. Like for years, we're talking over 10 years, it might even have been 20 years, they had consistently won, and so they happened to be filming it this 1 year, and they filmed the whole season, and the kids were expressing how much pressure that meant on them, because they had to keep up with what had been done in the years prior. They had brothers and fathers and uncles who had been on the same wrestling team and had won, and so there was all this pressure, and it scared the heck out of them, because they really thought they had to be on their mark and perform precisely in order to keep up the legend. And it just so happened, of course, they lost their winning streak while they were filming this, and the kids were so hard on themselves. And even saw the parents, they got caught in the whole trap too, like, we can't stop the momentum here. If we lose, it's just going to be the most horrible thing. And it was that exact pressure that caused them to lose. And you can see this if any of you have been watching the Olympics. When people are clear-minded, they're taking their time, and they're really just in focus on the present moment. They set their intention. They do great. And you can completely tell. I was watching the American girls last night preparing for the gymnastics. And you can tell they were just stressed out of their minds. I watched this one dad just right up under his daughter while she's on the bars. And I'm thinking, get out of the way. Let the girl be. And she fell.
she fell off the bars, which she probably never does except for in practice. So it's that pressure to perform precisely or be good that will cause you to do the opposite. Because what you're really focused on, even when you say, I don't want to fail, is you're focused on failing, whatever, quote, failing is to you. So I want everybody to just take a nice deep breath in, pull it all the way in, down to your toes, release, and continue to take some nice, deep, deliberate breaths. And as you do, I want you to imagine that you are releasing a little bit of judgment. It's like you're skimming it off the top. Let's say you have this big cauldron. It's like a witch's brew, and it's full of all sorts of rules and judgment about where you're supposed to be and how you're feeling and how fast or slow you're going to get there. And just imagine you're just scraping off a little bit and releasing it. And if you want to, you can tip the cauldron over even a little bit more and let it consistently just leak out. And know that if you lose the judgment, it doesn't mean that you will start acting irresponsibly. For a lot of you, the judgment is a structure because you think that that's the way you can control your health. If I worry or I fret or if I follow these rules, then I can get my results. And when I don't do that, then I'm not going to get my results. I want you to continue to be aware of your breath throughout this call. And just continue to take nice, deep breaths into your nose and out through your nose. And just get connected to your body. It really wants to serve you. It's your friend. It's not judging you at all. And we're really going to work on baby steps today. And you will create the momentum, and you will all end up at your point B.
You've written about you can eat whatever you want. You and David have both talked about that. For me, how I perceive that is, oh, I can just binge all the time. I guess I'm wondering, what does that mean then?
If you allowed yourself to truly eat, at first you might want to binge because you're thinking, wow, full permission? Okay. Get me a shovel and bring the refrigerator over. Let me go at it. Mm-hmm. And it might feel fun at first. But in a deeper level, it's probably from a place of disconnection. Because if you allowed yourself to enjoy your food, what would end up happening eventually, now you might overeat the first week, maybe even the first 2 weeks. You know, when I say overeat, meaning you eat past the point in which it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean emotionally, I mean physically. Mm-hmm. And then what would end up happening is you would allow yourself to regulate in a way where you were tuning in. Because right now, if you're so used to rules, what ends up happening is you don't have access to your intuition then. You're so used to being mentally led rather than connected to your body, as we say, your inner expert. Because your inner expert really knows what sounds good, what feels good. Start trusting this process. You won't even have to set the intention because you realize there's no good and bad parts of food. It will just be food and what do I enjoy and what do I feel guided to eat right now. It's baby steps, and you actually have to get used to having permission. We're so used to making up all these structures and rules, and then when we don't do well, we beat up on ourselves, so we really don't have access to what's really true for us. It's all a mental process at this time. But I promise you, if you allowed yourself and were really connected, you would not binge. In the beginning, you would only because you're not used to it, and it's a little bit of rebelliousness like a kid, like, what? I can eat as much dessert as I want? Okay, Mom, thank you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. It's just a shift for me.
It's very similar to when people ask about inspired actions around the business. Well, if I did what I wanted to do, then I wouldn't even work on my business. Okay, great. Don't work on your business. I promise that you won't become a couch potato. You will naturally be guided back to taking inspired actions around your business. And it may not be for a day. It may not be for a week. But I guarantee that if you gave yourself full permission to relax, you would be inspired to engage in some activity that would yield you fabulous results with your business. And it's the same thing with food. Would you agree, David?
Absolutely. A lot of times when we have a process where we're getting people to tune in to their own inner expert, exactly what Gina described here, they make statements or make choices that are more reactive rather than what is truly intuitive. I totally agree with what Gina just said here. When you're truly present and truly in your intuition and in your trust of what you want to create, the issues of binging and all the other aspects, the smoking, the drinking, all of that won't even be really choices that you make. Those few times where that something might happen that you might now judge as unsupportive, when you are present and creating a different chemistry going on in your body, you're not going to have the same reaction to them, if you're even making the choices to begin with. It's funny, that one statement that you made is probably one of the biggest questions that people have. Oh, I see you're kind of justifying any decision I make or any possibility here. And we're saying where you're at currently, it's understandable that you're making those choices. But when you are truly present and truly making choices that serve what you are attracting to yourself, the choice isn't even going to come up for you.
Is that helpful?
Very helpful. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm feeling real emotional about it, so it must be very helpful.
If I can take a quick moment here, because I see a common element that's happening with everyone on the call, and it's something that I run into quite a lot. And I want you to understand something, that your entire body and mind and emotions are built around stability, around balance. Now, it may not be something that you truly feel great in, but it's something that is a known. It's something that you're comfortable with. And the moment that you have introduced a thought or a belief that's different than that, it literally creates a stressor. And there is a reaction to that because, again, your body and your mind are built to drag you right back to your old level of comfort. So what ends up happening is you make a decision to attract something different to yourself, different physical body or a different experience. And you do well at first, and then all of a sudden you find yourself sitting on a chair watching TV with a bag of chips in your hand saying, what just happened here? Why is this happening? And then, of course, all the judgment comes and all those issues that come up. Well, what I'm offering here is this idea. It's the way your brain functions. You literally designed to have this happen. Because what happens is this. When you create a stressor, it could be a big stressor, a little stressor. Literally, it could be nothing more than just making a simple change in your life. There's an element in your midbrain called the amygdala. And it is basically where the fight versus flight syndrome comes from. This is where, literally, when you feel yourself making a change or having a stress, it basically fires up and it says, okay, we're going into survival mode here and we need to focus on getting back to what we know, what we're comfortable with. So several things happens. I'm sure you've heard of the cerebral cortex. The cerebral cortex is basically the higher brain functions. It's where you're making the choices. It's the seat of learning and education and language. It's where your choices you're making of attracting something different to yourself are coming from. But what happens is, the moment you've made a decision to make a change or to attract something different, even though it could be, if you want, I hate to use the term, labeled positive, but it certainly is something different than what you want for yourself, all of a sudden this amygdala fires up and says, this doesn't feel comfortable, I'm not used to this, we need to go right back to where we were before. So it ends up actually restricting information exchange with the cerebral cortex, causing a chemistry and a firing of, lack of a better way of putting it, the old mental muscles. And you suddenly find yourself in old behaviors and old patterns. First of all, there's no way to stop that from happening. It's going to happen. It fires up whether you're actually in a survival situation. It fires up if you need to, let's say, a lot of times people have fear of speaking up in front of public, those kind of things. That's going to fire up then. It's also even firing up when you're making even smaller choices as to what you want to attract to yourself. But it's not firing up as strongly. And that's what I want to put through for you here is, big goals Big dreams, you absolutely can have them, absolutely can create them. But they're also going to likely, in the initial stages here, create big fears. And you're going to find it's going to be very challenging to maintain the behaviors and the types of actions that you wish to make in achieving that. So part of this class today is to understand what's going on and break that big fear, lack of a better way of putting it, into something that's a little bit more manageable. Breaking it up into smaller actions, smaller choices. So while you might have still experience a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of fear, it's more manageable. It allows you the opportunity to stay more present in making more supportive choices for yourself. So by no means is it something that can be changed per se as far as what your brain, how your brain actually reacts when you put goals in front of it. But it's a kind of understanding what's going on and allowing yourself the opportunity to basically put it in your favor. Start understanding, okay, I'm doing this. This means that I have to break this up into a little bit of a smaller chunk so it isn't quite as overwhelming. It doesn't cause quite this visceral reaction from me. You'll find the more that you can do that and the more that you're taking what you feel is more supportive actions, that starts building the muscles of the supportive actions and starts loosening the bonds of all those habits and behaviors that you've fallen into up to this point. Again, it's a process, but these goals and these desires are causing a situation in your amygdala that is not a roadblock, but needs to be understood so that you can structure what you desire to attract to yourself in a more supportive way, in more manageable chunks.
It's the same with law of attraction and you're thinking it's the same exact thing. We're so used to thinking one way, these blocks of thought where we're constantly worried about something, or it may not be as strong as worry, it may be concern. You're so used to doing it that way, and those thoughts attract more like thoughts. So it's more of a natural pull to go back to the judgment versus all is well and I'm just fine right where I'm at. You're so used to thinking the opposite. You'll feel almost like it's a magnet. It's riveting. You want to go back to the judgment. You can't help yourself. It almost feels a little good to do it because it's what you're so used to. Mm-hmm. So no, you do have those things. And like David said, it's going to be a lot of self-management, but it will become easy. So at first you might feel like a broken record with yourself. Like, why do I have to tell myself so many times a day to get off of it? You know, chill out, girl. Don't judge about that. It may take you 100 times a day because you are literally rewiring everything about this. So you got to create a lot of room, a lot of space, a lot of permission, a lot of forgiveness. But even forgiveness is, you know, acting like you're doing something wrong. So just create lots of permission, constant permission that wherever I'm at is okay. I'm working a process. It might get a little messy. If you've ever noticed, a lot of times I'll be in the middle of a project when my mate comes home, and I'll say, don't look at this mess. I'm in the middle. It looks really bad right now, but you got to take everything out, you know, the closet if you're reorganizing it, and the hallway is going to be a mess in the process, and then one by one you'll be putting things back, and before you know it, you know, in a couple days, it looks better than ever, but at first it's really messy. And that's what a lot of you are going to experience, so don't be shocked. I mean, just welcome it and say, okay, part of the process, not a big deal. I'll be moving through this shortly. And it is. You can make it this easy. You don't have to continually keep reaffirming that this is challenging. It doesn't have to be. But if you constantly affirm that it's challenging, it will be. Let's talk a little bit about these small steps and momentum. And starting from our point A, because you're at point A. Some of you might be a few steps closer to point B than you were last week. And it sounds like a lot of you have begun to move in that direction. But what's going to be important is that every day is your point A. You're starting from wherever you're at. And to really be okay with right here. I wrote back, but it was right before this call, so I don't know if you all saw it. But one of her comments was, you know, she wants to be attractive to men. And I said, this is good. But we don't want to wait until she loses the weight in order for her to feel attractive. So that's part of bringing in the now, feeling attractive now, rather than waiting to get to point B and having the weight off and then saying, okay, now I'm ready.
I'm ready to be seen. I'm ready to eat in public. I'm ready to for a man. It's like we can bring in all those elements right now. In fact, you could, and I watched this happen. I had an experience where my sister-in-law teaches a sensual dance class. And I showed up, and there was women of all different shapes, sizes, ages. And there was a woman there who wanted to lose weight, and she just really wasn't in that whole, like, this is a big stretch for her to be in the sensual dance class. She was probably around 50, and it just hadn't entered her mind to consider herself as sensual. So one of the assignments in the class was really look at how can you bring more sensuality into your life. Well, she was in a high power position in a corporation, and what she decided was is that she was going to bring sensuality, her sensual self, into the workplace. Huge stretch, totally outside of her box. And she said what she did is she started paying attention to what she was wearing, and she kind of just took on the persona of being flirty without doing anything. You know, nothing had changed about her body. She didn't change the way she was wearing her hair. And she said she literally felt herself sashaying down the hallways at work and really taking on sensuality. And she said the way people responded to her was different. Now, she wasn't saying anything different. She wasn't talking about sensuality or even sexuality. She was just being more sensual. And because of that, she was attracting a different response. Now, I had a similar experience. I was just playing around one day, and I was going to the gym, and I didn't feel particularly fit that day. And I thought, you know, I just love to walk into the gym today and have somebody compliment me. I'd love it if someone just told me I looked good, because I'm not feeling like I look good. And I let it go. I didn't even think about it again. And I walked into the gym. Now, you got to know that this is a gym I've worked out at probably since my early 20s. So I've been there for over 15 years. Everybody knew me. I went at the same time every day. You know, there was all the regulars there. Very few people didn't know me. So it's not like I'm anything new, okay? I'm kind of old news there. I walk in. But probably within the first half hour I was there, I literally had three guys following me around. And they're just talking to me. And I'm thinking, okay, if you guys want to keep talking to me, you're going to have to follow me from machine to machine. I got to go. And my trainer, who was not training with me that day, but he was there, he came up to me and he said, Gina, what the heck is going on? What'd you do? You got some different perfume on today? These guys are following you around like a hound. And at that moment, I started laughing. I said, oh, you know what? I did kind of set a little intention about getting some attention today. I said, it's working like wonders. They're like dogs, and they think I'm in heat or something. But it was literally nothing changed about my body. Nothing changed about who I was being. I'd never had that experience at the gym. It was literally about how I decided to be and what I wanted to attract. So for all of you, point being, you can start setting intentions for some of these smaller things that you want to experience as a result of manifesting your perfect health, whether it's losing weight or you're wanting, I know some of you are looking for some symptoms to be gone, is, okay, so look forward, past point B, and look at what do I think I'm going to experience as a result of manifesting well-being. And, okay, so if part of it is I want to be more attractive or I want to feel lighter or I want to be more flexible, how can I experience that now? And how might not be the appropriate word. It just may be I want to experience that now. And I'll give you an example. I'm 37 weeks pregnant right now, and I feel like the baby has definitely dropped in the past week. It's literally in my way. When I sit in certain positions, I can't get in a position that feels comfortable. And before, I was doing yoga, no problem. And so it sort of felt like, oh, my gosh, am I ready to birth here or what? And yesterday I sat down to do some yoga. I hadn't done any yoga in about a week. And luckily, one of the things I love about yoga is they're very much in the mind-body connection. And I was watching my video, and it's a prenatal yoga video. And the gal says, so what? Set your intention for what you want to experience over the next hour. And I thought, oh, I'm so glad they asked that question. I want to feel space in my body, because I was feeling incredibly restricted. I thought, if I make it 5 minutes through this video, it'll be a miracle. I'm not feeling like I can even get down into the, you know, Indian style sitting position, which they call easy position. I'm thinking there's nothing easy about this at this moment. And so my intention was to just feel space. And within 10 minutes, I was just relaxing into the restricted movements I could make. And pretty soon, I was doing every single thing in the video. But if I had not set that intention, I know for a fact I would have continued to feel restricted and that I wouldn't be able to do the positions. I had to change my focus from, I'm so big, I can't get in the position, I'm so uncomfortable, the baby's taking up all the room, and all my complaining that I was doing in my head in those first 5 minutes, and literally ask for what I wanted in the moment, even though I didn't even know if it was possible. But of course, my body shifted and I was able to do it. So I just want to hear from a few of you, what are some things that you can begin to experience before you've manifested your perfect health, your well-being? What are some of the things that you've been holding out there in the future out there?
Well, I think that I got your emails and I just thought it just feels like something kind of like you did at the gym, just put that intention forward when I'm going into a social situation that I'm it's so hard for me to say it, that I'm attractive, you know, to men, that I'm noticed and get attention. And, I get emotional saying it. It's really hard for me. That's a really hard one. Interesting, but I know it's something that I can do.
That's great. You know, because the icing on the cake, and this is not why you want to do it, but it is the icing on the cake, is when you start seeing yourself as attractive, your body's going to respond very fast. Mm. Your outside elements will respond first, and then you'll probably be one of the last ones to get it. But all of a sudden, clothes will fit different. You'll start feeling attractive, but your outside environment will respond immediately because, remember, this is all vibration. Mm-hmm. You feel attractive. The world will really respond to you as if you're attractive, and pretty soon your body will start molding itself into whatever your vision of being attractive is. It can't help it. You couldn't fight it off. It's the truth once it starts getting going. So good. Mm-hmm. By the way, I call her one of my most attractive friends because I'm telling you, the guys are always all over her and flirting. And if you saw her in a lineup, you would say, okay, there's definitely more attractive people if you just gave it a first look. But talk to her for 5 minutes, and you're in love with her. Even women are in love with her. She's just, it's who she's being. And she actually gets her power.
Mm-hmm. Gina?
Hey, who else? Yeah.
Just a comment about that. You know what I've been doing lately? And this is just, it's just kind of funny because just in the last little while, it just seems like a lot of men have entered my life. And I'm at the heaviest I've ever been in my life. Which is still not that heavy, but it's heavy for me, how I felt in the past. And I adore Queen Latifah, and I saw her in concert last November, and I love her movies, if you've seen The Last Holiday or some of the other things. And the other night I was out with kind of a new friend, and he's totally fit and into his body and very healthy. And at first I was just totally intimidated, just thinking, oh my God, what is up? And I was getting all nervous to go over there and what to wear, and a lot of my older clothes didn't sort of fit me, and I was just like, okay, I felt where I was, and I just thought, all right, that's where I'm putting my boat in the stream. Mm-hmm. You know, what's up? And I just thought, you know what, I'm a beautiful woman. And I just started thinking about Queen Latifah and how she moves like with your friend or your brother's friend, and I just got myself into that zone. And was just like, man, I walked into this restaurant, every head in that place turned when I walked in. And it wasn't because I was dressed to the gills. I was like Snappy Cash. But I tell you what, my hair looked great. The clothes that I had on looked fine. But it was my attitude. And it was just like, I'm just like, you know what? That's it. The minute I dialed into that visual, it was amazing.
Mm. We're talking about law of attraction. Let's talk a little bit farther about quantum physics real quick. We're interviewing a woman today who was talking about an experiment that they did, and some of you may have heard about this, and I'll tell you how it relates to your health in a minute.
They were doing a study group, and it was on they wanted to sprout seeds. And one group was told that they had funky, not-so-perfect soil for their seeds. But it was actually not true. Both groups had the same soil, and the other group was told their soil was fabulous. And the group who was told that their soil was not in perfection did not have their seeds sprout. And the other group's seeds sprouted. All based on belief. Nothing about reality was that soil bad in any way. But because they thought it was, they had issues. Now, it's the same thing with your body. It's the same thing for anything that you're putting in. As soon as you decide something about your body or your health or about life, life will respond. Your body will respond, even if it's not true. So we want you to be questioning all your rules and beliefs this week and perceptions and really start figuring out, and because we're going to be talking more about this, you want to become prepared with all your made-up rules and your labels next week, but really looking at, what? Is this perception really real? And what if it weren't? And even if it were my reality right now, what if I shifted my perception to experience something different, just like I had more space in my belly after deciding it? Because you can start having immediate results. David, you might want to tell them what their homework is this week, because I think that will give them a really good idea about breaking this stuff down.
Right. You've all done great jobs about visualizing and writing down exactly what it is you wish to attract to yourself. So the first part of this is we're going to have you sit down and write down specific elements of that, or you know, specific line items that make up that whole picture. Put that on a piece of paper. So for instance, let's say if you've created an idea of wanting to lose 100 pounds, or seeing yourself in a particular outfit or a particular dress size, or seeing yourself with a particular level of health. That's what we're talking about, that big picture. You've already written it out for us, and you've sent those along, sort of your big pictures, your big picture idea. So elements of that. So you wrote a story of what this was like, what this felt like. So write out specific elements of that. What kind of weight do you have? Or how many pounds did you lose? What's a dress size for yourself? What kind of things and experiences do you have in your life at this new level of attraction? Those kind of things. So write all those out. The next step of that is for each one of those items that you've listed, put together or make a list next to it on the right side of that, a daily action or a daily choice that you can make in support of that. Literally taking it and breaking it down. A lot of times when people talk about breaking down your goals, a lot of times they approach it from the standpoint of, okay, let's say you want to lose 100 pounds. So let's break that down, and let's say the first goal there is to lose 10 pounds. Well, that's a way of doing it, but, you know, to be honest with you, that doesn't feel as passionate or as great as it does about 100 pounds. Wow, that would be really great. I can really get into what that would look like and feel like. 10 pounds, don't really have the emotional attachment to it. It doesn't really feel all that, you know, it feels, yeah, okay, yeah, it's fine. That's not what I'm talking about as far as breaking down your goals. What I'm talking about is breaking down the actions to get to the goals. So in other words, when you sit there and you say to yourself, perhaps, I want to lose 100 pounds, and all of a sudden you go, whoa, 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 this is going to require this and this and doing this and all, you know, literally creating a huge set of processes for yourself. That part, that's what we're talking about breaking down. Break it down into one, just one action that you can make today that will be in support of and feels good toward attracting that to yourself. So we're not talking about breaking down your goals. We're talking about breaking down your actions. So again, first part is come up with a list of the specific parts of the greater picture that you're trying to create for yourself. And then from that, make a list of one action that you can make, one choice that you can make that's perhaps different, that feels good, like you feel like you're making progress toward that. You feel that you're attracting that to yourself. And that's part of the process of creating smaller, manageable goals that we feel is more supportive and can still feel good about. Because, again, you still have this great big picture. It feels good. You're excited about it. And now the best part is you can feel good about the fact that you've now also have a way of making it happen.
And be careful when you're deciding on what that choice is or the daily action, that it's not something you're boxing yourself in about to set yourself up for being good or bad. It's really got to be inspiring, and whatever it is, it's just got to feel really good to you, and you look forward to doing it because you know as a result you'll feel good. It may not be directly related to health when you think about it in terms of it may not have anything to do with body movement or food or medication or anything about moving your body. It may be, hey, every day if I sit for 5 minutes and I envision my point B, it may be, you know what, I go sit in nature and relax for 10 minutes a day because I never relax. So whatever feels inspiring, we don't want to add another should to your list or something that you've made up that you think you're supposed to do but you actually would be like tortured doing it. That would not serve you. Baby steps. That is the focus of the week, baby steps. Notice how David didn't say write down 20 actions you're going to take. He just said one. Just one action of choice. Consistent movement is great. Baby steps work wonders. Hey, and if you want to take a big step too, that's all right. But baby steps, there's a chapter in the book I just wrote with Eva called Baby Steps Lead to Avalanches, because it's so true. It just seems like you're chipping away at first, not making any progress, and all of a sudden, whoa, it's an avalanche of good stuff. Look out. Where's my helmet? It's all coming down. So really trust the process and know that you are moving in the right direction, even if you don't see immediate results. You want to start judging your results not by immediate satisfaction, but how am I feeling? Am I feeling more relaxed? Great. I'm moving in the right direction.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
Take good care.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.